Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I hope it's good food for you. Let me hear from you, if you wish. Let me know, as I want to serve you in the best way that I can. Today we have no particular feast, but we have some very good readings. I want to share them with you. The opening prayer is, May your grace, O Lord, we pray at all times, go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, there was a young man, Pier Giorgio Frassati, who was 24 years of age when he died. And he was an outdoorsman. He loved to be outside and a friend to the poor and the needy. Brothers and sisters, from the very beginning, he reached out to the needs of others over and over and over again. If you look online, I'm sure if you put Blessed Pier Giorgio, G-I-O-R-G-I-O, Frassati, F-R-A-S-S-A-T-I. If you look on the internet, I'm sure you can find more information about him. He died at the age of 24, and he's become the great patron of young people. And brothers and sisters, let me share with you something that he wrote. As we grow closer to the poor, little by little, we gain their confidence and can advise them in the most terrible moments of this earthly pilgrimage. We can give them the comforting words of faith, and we often exceed not by our own merit in putting on the right path people who have strayed, not out of malice. Seeing daily the faith with which families often bear the most atrocious sufferings, the constant sacrifices that they make, and that they do all this for the love of God, often makes us ask this question. I, who have had so many things from God, have always been so neglectful, so bad, while they who have not been privileged like me are infinitely better than me. Then we resolve in our conscience to follow the way of the cross from then onward, the only way that leads to eternal salvation. Each of you can contribute in your own way to relieve those who suffer. Every sacrifice of yours will certainly be compensated in heaven, because Jesus Christ has promised that all we do for the poor, for love of him, he will consider as having been done to himself. You don't want to refuse this love to Jesus, who, because of infinite love for humanity, wanted to be in the sacrament of the Eucharist as our consoler and as bread of our soul. Brothers and sisters, this young man died at the age of 24. He's now a patron of young people. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you, really encourage you, to learn more about him. Pier, P-I-E-R, Giorgio, G-I-O-R-G-I-O, Frassati, F-R-A-S-S-A-T-I. Look him up and see what he's written in his young age. Let's see what God has done for him. And he has been so desirous of serving God's people. So keep him in mind as you listen to the readings for today. The first is Romans chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. You, O man, are without excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. For by the standard by which you judge another, you condemn yourself, since you, the judge, do the very same things. We know that the judgment of God on those who do such things is true. Do you suppose, then, You who judge those who engage in such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you hold his priceless kindness, forbearance, and patience in low esteem, unaware that the kindness of God would lead you to repentance? By your stubbornness, that's you and me, an impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself for the day of wrath and revelation of the just judgment of God, who will repay everyone according to his works. Eternal life to those who seek glory, honor, and immortality through perseverance in good works, but wrath and fury to those who selfishly disobey the truth and obey wickedness. Brothers and sisters, no, stop it. I know you may have habits and patterns. Take one at a time. Work on one for a full month and see if you're ready to take on two. But you could accomplish a whole lot in a year. Really, you could almost get to a clean slate in a year if you really would ask God's help. Yes, affliction and distress, as Paul to the Romans says, will come upon everyone who does evil, Jew first and then Greek. But there will be glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, Jew first and then Greek. There is no partiality with God. And Psalm 62 tells us, Lord, you give back to everyone according to his works. Just kindness, just little kindness on the streets when you're rushing to something. Just say hello. Have a good day. God bless you. Anything like that. But think of the others. Even if you're running to a meeting, at least when you come out of the meeting, thank people as you go by, or just say, God bless you, something like that, whatever fits, but bring God's love to other people, as God is showing his love for you, as he forgives us our sin. Please turn to the Lord. Psalm 62 tells us, only in God is my soul at rest. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed at all. Only in God be at rest, my soul, for from him comes my hope. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed. Trust him at all times, O my people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge. Lord, you give back to everyone according to his works. How do we pray? How do we work? Do we give it time to God? I've talked to you about this before, but please, you can carve out at least 15 minutes a day. And if you just fall asleep, God will know what you were trying to do. But just set aside a few minutes every day to really talk to God, to read his word. God will hear you, because God will give back to everyone according to his works. What about our works? Do we give him the praise and honor that's due him or not? The Alleluia verse tells us, my sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia. That's God. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. He hears your prayers. He knows them, and he will bring you into close connection with him if you are faithful in giving God time every day. Please, brothers and sisters, oh, well, that's when my favorite program is on. Give up your program. I don't want to. Is the program more important to you than God? Is your gratitude to God for your life so far away from God Think about all God has done for you in your life. Open your heart to him and be grateful. And the gospel tells us, Luke 11:42-46, the Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. You pay no attention to God and to love for God." We need to bake that first in our lives. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk. And then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." Brothers and sisters, do you reach out to those who are in need? Do you reach out to people who have a very good reputation, have all kinds of degrees, but many times can be suffering with something internally? Have you prayed for them? Have you looked in your own soul? Don't judge God. For heaven's sakes, don't judge God. He's waiting for you to come to him. Brothers and sisters, he loves us. I've said that to you almost every day that I'm here on the radio, but I could never begin to tell you the depth of love that has been given to you from God. Please, brothers and sisters, turn to him. Ask him to help you. Start out, if you don't have a regular time of praying, start out with 10 minutes a day, and then 15 minutes. When you've got the 10 minutes really down, start with 10. And then a month later, add 5 more minutes and pray for 15. And if you are at home and can pray more, pray a half hour a day. Read the scriptures and ask God's blessing for you and for me and for all of us. All of us, all your friends, your relatives, let's pray for one another that when God brings us before him, we will be ready to be received. And I'll think, "Oh my gosh, what about this? What about that?" Just say, "Lord, please give me forgiveness. Please help me. I am so sorry for what I've done." That's just talk to him like you talk to somebody else. "I'm so sorry for what I've done. Will you please help me to change? Please be with me today. I need you to be with me every day, Lord. Please stand with me. Help me." God hears that, and God will answer that. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.